Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yeah. trust you with my every care. I need to see the answer to everything is you. If there ever comes a time when I won't turn to you, if there ever comes a time when you
feeling confused, when I have to decide, when I have to decide about my own decisions, when I have to make a choice, and I'm not sure which way to go. I feel like I've come to a fork in the road. I feel like I can live so much more. I feel like this life that I'm living is fine, but I want to do more. I want to taste life. I want to enjoy life. But I don't know what to do. When that time comes, please lead me to your water of living grace. Remind me that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I can make a choice based on love, based on saying yes. I can set myself free from the prisons of my own thoughts. The prisons of my own fear. The prison of my doubt. When it looks like there's a wall here, there's a wall there, but I choose to live a life of choice, empowered choice, inspired choice. So I remember to connect so that I can be led to the water of living grace, the water of love, of mercy, of divine light action, in love, relationship, and abundance. I say yes. I say yes to a whole new way of living, a whole new way of feeling, a whole new way of existence. I choose to choose. I choose to say yes to me. I choose to say yes to love. I choose to say yes to life. Waters of living grace. I know I can choose again. I can be different. I can remind myself to go within, to drink from the water of living grace. Valerie Joy. The title of that song is Living Grace. Yes. To find out more about Valerie, her website address is valeriejoy.com. ValerieJOI.com. Thank you, Valerie, for giving a gift that keeps giving, for recording the song many years ago and still healing today. Thank you for being the channel, the catalyst for the water of living grace. I say yes. I give thanks. And I welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you're on a soul mission. Your reason for being on this planet is so beyond what your intellectual mind can understand. You're part of a universal plan to bring healing to yourself, to bring healing to your soul, to bring healing to the soul of your ancestors, to create or recreate and recreate the past in the present. You make a difference. Welcome. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And yes, that's the official time. We do play a little bit longer sometimes. But I keep saying sometimes. But we've been playing longer a long time. Well, I have to get in alignment with the vision and the answer that was given. The show, I can't even say it. Okay. I was given guidance that the show should be 2 hours. Well, maybe what it is. Sometimes we receive stuff from spirit, from the universe, from God, whatever you want to call it, the Christ, the Christ consciousness, Buddha. I don't care. Even if you don't believe in that, I don't really care. As long as you believe in being a great human being, a loving human being, if your thoughts are inspired by love, that's all that matters to me. I digress. When you get your information, when you get guidance, sometimes the intellectual mind can misinterpret what you get. But you know, it really doesn't matter. Most times the show goes into 2 hours, so I can take myself off the hook. So anyway, the official time, though, is official time. That means the earthly time. Just go ahead and say 12 to 2. But then if I say 12 to 2, that means I have to do the show every day 12 to 2. And now that means I have to make a choice to do a 2-hour show every day. But I don't know if I want to make that choice. Help me to remember to drink from the water of living grace. I am so confused. I am so stuck in my own prison. And prison of my own consciousness. All the shows are archived. Yes, indeed. My sister, it is so nice to see you, Efua. And thank you for joining us today. Those of you who are listening on the archive, thank you for listening. Those of you in the chat right now, is always now, silent listeners, disguised as guests, welcome. Welcome to yourself. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio. And those of you listening on the phone line, thank you. Today, get ready for, I guess I can keep it simple, it's been changed, because I'm just allowing and letting it be. And, whoa, what's going on? Internet, get off my chat room. Click the button. Co-host. you know, I've just been moving through stuff this last few days. You know, we can say it's planetary. Yes, it is. But it's also my own planet. You know, there's a plane and there's small planes, and they're called planets, planets, little planes. The universal plane is there. So in my own planet, I am moving through looking at the choices that I'm making, places where I settle for less, places where I live a life from a place of obligation or convincing myself that I don't have a choice or I've got to settle. But no! I refuse to settle. I want to live a life of choice. Now, I'm going beyond wanting. I'm intending. So, let me let you into a little secret. This show is about me. But if you happen to catch something that shifts your consciousness, that touches your heart, that ignites your soul to reveal itself, I am grateful. So even when I'm talking and I say, you, or I generalize, don't worry about that. I'm just talking to myself. I'm just talking to myself. Yes, indeed, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And today's topic, today's theme is living a life of choice. Living a life of choice. But you know, the joke about that is, that's all we ever do. We're always making choices. But don't go to the show yet. Calm down. Wait a minute. Slow down. And for those of you who are trying to listen to the show on the phone and you can't get through, well, I would tell you, be patient. But you can't hear me if you're trying to listen through the phone. Unless you're listening on the online and then you're trying to get on the phone. But, you know, there's a lot going on. Let's just all just come together in consciousness right now, in the spirit consciousness that joins us all together, and just breathe in the breath of life and breathe out. Breathe in everything that you know to be good and breathe out all doubts, all worries, all concerns, all impatience or whatever you're feeling that's just making you feel like agitated, frustrated. Just breathe it out and just continue to do that. Every now and then I'll remind you to just take a breath, the breath of God. Because you know, the breath is life and life is God. So when you're breathing in and out, We say, they say, you are alive. You are a life. When we start breathing in and out, they say, oh, that person is dead because they're not breathing in and out. And sometimes some people actually die. But man has learned so much by tuning in and listening to the creative mind that we have what we call, what is it called, the support machine of breathing. I can't remember now. What is it called? But, you know, when people are unconscious and the machine that helps you breathe in and out, support machine, something support machine. You know what I mean. I'm not going to trick about what it is because you dropped the picture. But we've learned how to help the body breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. To keep the body alive. And if the soul, if the spirit chooses to come back and say, oh, my work is not done, it comes back into that body. And because the oxygen has been going in and out, the spirit of God, the breath of God, the life of God has been breathing that body, is keeping that body alive, the spirit can come back in and say, oh, this body's still alive. Which makes me go, wow, somewhere else now. Because I always have this thought, and just stay with me here, because really the choices we make is based on our consciousness. It's based on our awareness. So in order to make, quote-unquote, better choices, choices that align with what we want, what we say we desire, then we got to allow ourselves sometimes to sit back and reflect and introspect and self-analyze and think about life. And I always wonder this, and maybe morbid, but I'm sure you can handle it. Well, actually, it's not. It's just life. I wonder when people are in an accident and it's just so traumatic that they die, or, you know, the head-on collision, the car is almost flattened. I wonder what happens. How does the spirit, how does the soul say, okay, I'm leaving this body? And the thought that comes up for me is, I think the soul, well, I don't think, I just know beyond words, beyond everything I've learned on this planet, that the soul always knows. And the soul knows this body is no use for me to complete the mission. I'm ready to step out of here. I'll go one step further. I wonder if on a soul level, people who die in any kind of accident, maybe it's an agreement with their soul to say, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to leave. People who commit suicide, people who go to sleep, people who are having a kind of disease and we say, well, we told them not to eat that kind of food, they're going to die. But we don't know the agreement they have with their soul. We don't really know why they're here. So when we know that there's some things we just don't know, and there's some things that we, no matter how much we debate, we have a conversation about it, we talk about it, we write about it, we meditate on it, there's something we just won't fully grasp because there's so much more going on behind the scene, behind the universal curtain. And words are limited. Letters are not big enough, bold enough, expansive enough to speak of the spirit. To speak of the spiritual realm. So when we know that there's so much more, even though we can't always prove it, and the skeptics in your life say, prove it, how do you know? You can look at them. I can look at them and say, you know, I can't give you any physical evidence of what I'm telling you. I don't even know how I know. But I just feel something so strong inside of me saying there's something more. And because I know there is something more, I have to go with that. But what if it's wrong? Well, then I get to find out. You're too selfish. Yes, I am. I've got to be so selfish that I become so self-full. I've got to know who I am. Because no matter what kind of face I present to the world, at the end of the day, I got to come back to myself and be with myself and face myself. So I've got to know who I am. I hear people talk about, you know, once you die or when it's time to make your transition, what people regret is how much love they gave, how much they allowed themselves to receive love. They're not worried about work. They're not worried about how much money they had in the bank account. They're worried about how much connection, what their relationship. They wish they had done something more. They wish they had done more for their parents, for their brothers, for their sisters, for themselves. And that's what we take with us into the spirit realm. It's all about consciousness. But on this plane net, the small plane called Earth, one of the planes, we think we're the only one, we think we're the most intelligent species in the universe. How arrogant, humans! Stop it! Imagine, have you ever sat and looked at a little ant and just look, even though, you know, they're all in your house, you don't like it, and there's one thing you don't like about the summertime and you get the exterminator man to come and spray it, but just take one day, just take a moment to look at an ant move back and forth, smelling its way, sniffing its way through where the food is, or pour some juice or something on the ground and go and come back 5 minutes later and see like, hundreds of ants. Like, how did they know? Did they text each other? Did they Facebook each other? I mean, how did they know? Did they tweet each other? Like, ooh, yeah, I want to come down here. I found the juice. This is the juice. It's not concentrated. It's pure juice. Like, we're coming. Run away. Hold a drop for me. I'm on my way. Just think about it. A little ant. That little ant, boy, let it get on your leg or something by accident. Woo-hoo. So, wow. All right, let me tell you about the show. I guess we're already in the show. It is what it is. Today, this month, we're focusing on love. We're focusing on relationship. We're focusing on abundance. And through our spiritual practice, we've been taught we've got to learn about love. We got to learn to create relationships that are harmonizing, where we can use marriage as a spiritual practice, like John and Kathy yesterday shared with us. You know, we had Jeff on Monday, the author of Soul Shaping, A Journey of Self-Creation, reminding us that we've got to learn to be authentic. We've got to learn to excavate, to go within and face the demons in our lives. To face the monsters, to face our fears. It's scary. Because we're so afraid of our demons, our dragons, our monsters, that we think if we face them, we will die. And we don't want to die. We know we got to die. There are those of us that when I die, all my pains will dissolve. I'll be in heaven with God. But we don't want to die right now. So most of the challenges, all the pain, really, all the challenges that we go through and grow through, the pain is all about not wanting to die, not wanting to let go of control. Because if I can control it, I can feel like I'm in control. And if I feel like I'm in control, I can feel sort of grounded. And we need that. We need to feel in control. We need to feel like we know what we're doing. It's part of being on this planet. I'm not going to be whatever and tell you, no, just don't be in control. There's some things you need to be in control of, but also understanding that when the things you're in control of, know that it can change any moment and be able, be willing to say, okay, I'm holding on to this. I know I'm going to work, and I just believe I'm going to make it to work. I've got my to-do list. But to also know that you may actually never get there, not because of an accident, but just you can get a call. You can think a thought. You could anything, that car can break down in any given moment. Your life can change for the better or for the worse. You get to decide what it is. But even if you call it good, bad, the better or worse, as a student of life, it is important for us to say, what can I learn from this? What do I need to know? What do I need to see? What is seeking to be birthed? Don't avoid pain. When you're feeling, experiencing pain, it's the universe, it's the God as you, contracting, wanting to give birth to a new idea. So just breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. And every now and then you got to push. Every now and then you got to push. Every now and then you got to pray until something happens. You push. Breathe in, push, pray, until something happens. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. God, I'm sure there's a message here, but right now I'm just not feeling it. Sometimes, right now, I just want to slap somebody. God, help me to remember to drink from the water of living grace. Today, we're talking about living a life of choice. And we say yes to whatever needs to come through without judgment. Wherever I need to be taken, I just make myself available for what needs to be expressed. And oh my God, there's so much rejuvenation and so much healing happens when we make ourselves available for God's voice, God's thoughts, God's idea to be birthed, to be spoken through as us. So, announcements, and then we'll continue with living a life of choice. So here's the thing to ponder while I'm doing an announcement, because you can ponder more things at once. The description of today's show, I'm asking you, the universe is asking you, guess what? You were asking you, do you find yourself saying, I have no choice. I just have no choice. What can I do? I have no choice. Or do you find yourself saying, I have to. I just have to, or else, you know. I want you to consider that maybe you're imprisoning yourself by saying you have to, you have no choice. It is time right now because you're listening to this show. And, you know, it's not always extreme. Sometimes we're in prison and sometimes we're free. Sometimes we imprison ourselves because we're free. Well, I'm free, I'm feeling love, I have a wonderful relationship, and my family members are suffering. Oh, I don't want to be the only one having this joy. I don't want to talk about it. And then we imprison ourselves. And then we're in prison. We're like, but I don't like it here. I know. I shouldn't listen to what people are saying about me. Oh, you know, I'm comparing. I'm judging myself. Oh, I need to do some affirmation. And then we set ourselves free. And we just go through this madness of back and forth and back and forth. But you know, thank God for the divine idea of goodness of God. If you're free, you learn a lesson. If you're imprisoned, you learn a lesson. Because wherever you are, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. You can't hide from yourself. So this month we are focusing on love, relationship, and abundance. And next week we have, who do we have? We have Tara Sonara, who's been here before, and she's returning. And we're working. I don't know if this is what's going to happen, but we're working on an idea. Tara is a psychic, not necessarily a medium, actually. I don't think she's a medium. No, she's not. But she channels. She channels non-physical beings called Wana, O-N-E. So what we're working on, and we'll see if it happens. I don't even have it. Oh, boy, this is so free. Normally I wouldn't want to say this because if it doesn't happen, then I'll be feeling bad because I said this is what we're working on. Oh, I'm growing. I told you the show is for me. It is for me. Excuse me. We're working on her bringing forth, one, a group of non-physical beings, non-physical teachers, to talk about love, to talk about relationship, to talk about abundance. So just have a thought. If you just had a thought just now. So if you have any questions around that, send it in. You can actually post it on the Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, if you have any questions for one. And one of us will pass the question on to the one. And the one that is everyone will answer the question for everyone. I had to go there. It was tempting. It was wide open. It was just there to be expressed. So I took it. So anyway, Tara Sonora will be joining us on Monday. On Tuesday, we have Edwin Gaines. She's the author of the Four Steps of Prosperity. Well, I'm drawing a blank today. But no, you're not drawing a blank today. Just a couple of times. No big deal. Anyway, people ain't remembering that anyway. They just want to know what she's going to talk about. She's going to talk about prosperity. Casper will find out for me. I forgot. Casper will check it out for me. And I'll tell you. And and then what's the other thing I need to tell you? And then on Wednesday next week, we have Reverend Rio Kelly from Agape Spiritual International Spiritual Center. She's talking about relationship as a spiritual practice. So we had marriage as a spiritual practice. That's one form of a relationship. But now Reverend Rio has come to say, you know, all relationships we can use as a spiritual practice, especially the one that piss you off. The people who get on your nerves. Oh, the people who hurt you. The people who broke your heart. The people who just abused you. There's a blessing in it if you're willing to look at the lesson with the eyes of God. And on Thursday next week, we have Reverend Karen Russo. We're talking about money, wealth, consciousness. So check out the rest of the information by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and look at the calendar. Upcoming guests, we update that every week right now until we do it every month. And thank you, thank you. Edwin Gaines' book is Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. And, yeah, so anyway, so join us then. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you? The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. We take all questions, big and small. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're moving through today, 347-426-3346. Is that right? I must be having an out-of-body experience because it doesn't even sound like it's right. I got to look at it. Let me see. Yeah, it's right. 347-426-3346. I'm not in my body. My mind is somewhere else. I'm just saying yes. So what are you moving through? What are you challenged with? Press 1. We're also taking your question on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. You can post it there. Or go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click the tab. And at 1 o'clock today, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. We'll find out what stinks. What smells? What's going on? What energy are we putting out there in the ethers? Because if you want to know what energy you're putting out there in the ethers, just look at what you're seeing. Sit back and watch. And look at, what's being mirrored back to me? That will let you know your vibration. Yes, indeed. Welcome, everyone, in the chat room. We have four Saggy. Awakening Heart. What's going on, baby? Excellent. Silent listeners, this guy says, guest, Tamara Joy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Others listening on the phone line, thank you. Let's take a break, and then we're going to drop down a little bit more to talk more about living a life of choice. I have so many things I've written here, and that came through me. But before I take a break, just take a break when it's time to take a break. Don't say you're going to take a break and then not take a break. But if you say you're going to take a break and don't take a break, it's okay. Nobody's really tripping but you. Some people don't even want you to take a break. So chill out. Okay. All right, so let me read this to you while we think of the theme today, living a life of choice. We're always making choices. We always have a choice. Even when you don't make a choice, you're making a choice not to make a choice. Okay, let me read this to you. And then while I take the break, you can just reflect and you can ask yourself, which one are you feeding? I'm sure you've heard this before. And if you haven't, well, you're in for a treat. And if you have, listen to it differently because you are not the same person that heard it before. Excuse me. This is a Cherokee legend, Two Wolves. An old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. He said, a fight is going on inside of me, he said to the boy. It is a terrible fight, and it's between two wolves. One is evil. Oh, spiritual people don't say evil. There are no evils. Relax. It's okay. One is evil. just make the thing. Stop playing around. One is evil. He's anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. She continued, the other is good. His joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside of you, young man, and inside every other person. The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather and said, which wolf will win? The grandfather said, the one you feed. We'll take a break and you can decide which one are you feeding right now. Because the one you feed is the one that's going to win. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Tom. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. I walked to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
And I will see you there, using the power of recreation to recreate your life. Will you play?
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
choices. When you make a choice, let go of regret. There's nothing you can do about the choice you made in the past. Choices! Yes, make your choice and let go of regret. That's Julie Dexter. Choices. To find out more about Julie, you can go to her website. It's juliedexter.com. juliedexter.com. Today at 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Oh, I need to read some. Let me play a little bit more song. I need to read something real quick. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I know you missed me, but I'm back. I just had to read something. Okay, relax. It's okay. Take a breath. Breathe in. Let's breathe in together. Breathe out. Breathe in the breath of life. Breathe in God. Breathe in abundance. Breathe in freedom. Breathe in love. Love is freedom. Love is so much more than an emotion, you know. Love is when you hold yourself in a space and a place of compassion, even if you think you've done something wrong. Even if you're judging yourself. Even if you know you should be doing better, but you can still love yourself. That's love. As a matter of fact, it's deeper than that. It is the essence of who you are. It is what holds everything together. Now, you can express that love in so many ways, with your loved ones, with your partner, with your husband, with your wife, with your children, with your cat. Whichever way you choose to love, and today just stop saying, I don't do love. People say, I don't do love. You're already being done by love when you can even utter those words. Love is what's giving you the words to speak or what you're not doing. Love is so much more than what you're doing or not. Because even if you don't do love, love will do you because you are love in action. And when it's time to move on, you will. Relationship is a gift. It's how we get to know ourselves. You know, imagine you're the only one on this planet. Or imagine everyone thinks the same thought you think. They think like you. They act like you. They want the same thing that you. Well, if they want the same thing you want, there might be competition. But they just do everything you do. No variety. Just, you know, you think a thought and that's all you ever see. Can you imagine how boring that would be? We need relationships, the ones we know with the neighbors, the people who just make us go, ah, why do people do that? We need the housewives. Which housewives? The ones that got the reality TV, the housewife of this, of that, and pregnant and don't know it. All the shows that we see that make us go, what's the world coming to? The world is going to hell in a handbasket. Shut the hell up. Yes, shut hell up and allow heaven to be expressed through you. We need all of that. Now, what for, you ask? Because one, it helps you see if you're very judgmental because you know it all, or if you can hold the light of truth and say, I wouldn't do that, but I guess that's what they need. We don't really know what other people need. We don't know what they desire. We don't know what their soul mission, their soul purpose is about. So who the am I to decide, to declare, to proclaim that I know what is good for somebody else? just because I think and feel that I know what's good for somebody else. That's just what I think and feel. Always give the person the opportunity to check in with themselves. To see how does that resonate? But well, what if they don't know what it means to check in? What if they get the wrong information? Well, so what if they get the wrong information? What? What's going to happen? Then they're going to make a mistake. Okay, so they make a mistake. Then what? When things are going to go wrong, then what? Then they're going to look bad. Okay, then what? Because sometimes we're afraid of a thought. We're afraid of something that would happen or not happen. But we don't even allow ourselves to follow through with the thinking process. So here's a tip. If you're afraid of something, if you're challenged by something, by somebody, and you don't want to confront it, you don't want to face it, ask yourself, okay, I'm afraid. Oh, it's fear, you know, I know I should go ahead and do it, but it's fear. But fear of what? Fear of success. Okay, what does that mean? Well, if I'm successful, people will want money, or there's more to be responsible for. If I'm successful, then I have to be different. Follow the thought, go all the way to the end and get to the root of what you're afraid of, rather than just say, oh, it's fear, I know, it's fear. No, fear, it's generic. It's like saying food. I'm hungry, what do you want? Food. What kind of food? Are you vegan? Are you vegetarian? Do you want steak? Do you want bacon? You've got to be specific. And when we take ourselves to that place, when we get to the bottom of the thought behind the thought, then we're in a better place to set ourselves free. Most of the time, we don't bring ourselves to the board to review our own case. Sometimes we keep convicting ourselves for something that was done many years ago. Now, if you go to the physical prison, after you serve your time, you're set free, if you behave, they say. But somehow, when we're not in that building, we have a way of sentencing ourselves over and over and over and over and over. It's time to let it go. It's time to love yourself so you can choose and create harmonious relationships. Because based on how you treat yourself is going to determine the kind of relationships you have with other people. It's going to determine the relationships that you have. So people always take me for granted. Well, maybe you take yourself for granted. People don't misuse me. They don't trust me. They betray me. They take my love for weakness. They take my openness for weakness. Well, maybe you don't think being open is a strength. Maybe you think being vulnerable makes you weak. So, well, I can't all be vulnerable and let people know, you know, and just be loving and compassionate because they're going to take me for being a punk. Well, guess what? People are always going to take us for whatever they want to take us to be. And we're not in control of that. What time is it? It's now. That's what time it is. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Right now, we want to take this moment to ask you to share the show, to like the page, because we've got attachment issues. Please like the show. Click the like button. And based on the amount of likes that you click, then it'll make me feel good. That, 39 people like the show. Okay, I feel better now. It's not a way to live. It's not a way to live. But share the show because, you know, we all need the truth. And when I tell you that, when I even say don't go a day without Life Coach Ade, you know, there's some joke in it and there's some truth in it. But at the same time, it's like everything that I'm sharing with you right now, I'm sharing what I know. I'm sharing what's coming up for me. I'm allowing the spirit divine to speak through me. I got to listen to what I'm hearing. But more importantly for you is now take what was activated, what was stimulated inside of you. You have a thought. It may be even something completely different. You may have caught a thought and said, why am I even thinking about that? That's the God in you. God has you saying, pay attention to that. Let what you're hearing inspire you to take the action in the direction to what you say you want. 347-426-3346. You're talking about choice. Choice is based on consciousness. If you don't know much, then your options are limited. Let me go to Deborah. Deborah, my dear friend. How are you doing, Deborah?
I am great, Ade. How are you today?
Well, I am in love with God, I am in love with love, and I am loving what is happening on this show.
I am too. As I'm listening to the show, I was thinking back to the very first time you told me that people reflect who you are. And I remember how aggravated that used to make me when you would say that. I was so upset. I'm like, no, I'm nothing like that person. Don't say that. But as time went on, I began to really understand what that state meant. And it came to me more in the way of people come to show you things about yourself that you need to know. Because in order to love anyone else, I had to learn to love me first. And I couldn't learn to love me until I really knew who I was. And the people that came into my life showed me more of who I was, the things that I couldn't see because I'm me and they were all right with me. But when these people came into my life and started to stir things up inside of me, I had to really take a look at why does what they're saying or doing make me feel a certain way.
Right.
And understanding what I was feeling and why I was feeling helped me to understand who I was and to love that about myself. And so it no longer bothered me. And it was really a profound and deep understanding. Now I welcome people who come into my life, those relationships that are challenging, because now I know, wow, this person is here to teach me. And the more they teach me, the more I love and the more I can be loved.
I got a big smile on my face and I'm just loving. I'm smiling because I'm drinking up the truth that you're sharing. It's touching my soul. I mean, I remember that conversation. That's why I bust out laughing. He said, no, I don't quite think so. I felt the energy and I said, okay, back up. I told myself, just back my head up, back it up. It's not, because one, I wasn't attached to you getting it. It wasn't like, you got to understand that. And we, all of us got to understand that when we share things with people, to just allow the feedback. Like when I was talking with you, I can share what she ain't trying to listen. She goes, you know, I can go, well, it's not really my style. But we have the option to go wherever we need to go. But we can also know when somebody is not really ready or maybe too confronting to just back up, to back up. And it's very confronting. I know for me, when I was told, you know, people are reflecting who you are, I'm like, no, I'm nothing like that. But as you said, Deborah, the other thing is, I say I'm nothing like that because I'm judging who they are.
Right. And we're judging ourselves. And we don't like necessarily what we see about ourselves. And
exactly.
It's so
uncomfortable. If I'm judging them, I'm judging me. And I don't want to accept that. But, you know, if we think of somebody who inspires us, and we say, oh, they're reflecting you. We say, oh, that's so nice. Especially, you know, in the spiritual community, it's like, oh, I love you, you're amazing, you're wonderful. I'm just a reflection of you. But
absolutely.
If I come up to you and say, I can't stand you, you get on my nerves, I just wish you just whatever, whatever, we don't say, oh, I'm just a reflection of you. Who the hell are you to tell me? Oh, I'm through with you. I'm hanging up this phone right now.
But now when we know the things that we know, we can look at that person and say, wow, so what is it about yourself that you really need to know because you're feeling this way about me?
Yes.
It really puts a whole different spin on things, and it does. It puts the onus back on you for your own feelings, which makes it a whole different ballgame. And I can really appreciate and respect that now because I know that's time to grow. So
thank you so much for that gift.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Deborah.
Okay.
I will. I love you. Thank you.
Love you too.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Woo! You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And just before I forget, what was that? Maybe something in me Neil's gonna forget. Just in case I forget, I want to just wish all fathers a happy Father's Day. It's on Sunday. It's a day we set aside to recognize and honor fathers. Today I want to take this time to honor fathers who were there, fathers who were there emotionally, fathers who were there physically, fathers who provided for their children. I want to honor fathers who were afraid to be a father, fathers who cannot get in touch with their emotions. They didn't know how to provide. They didn't know how to communicate. They got so afraid they ran. I want to honor the fathers who gave of their life in so many ways for their country, for their family, and maybe their story was misrepresented and the stories that were passed down to the children was a different kind of story. I want to honor all fathers.
thank you for saying yes. Thank you for allowing yourself to be part of this co-created process. And I truly, truly want to give thanks and honor my father today, who has taught me so much about myself. And boy, did I have, was I an expert on my father? Oh, I was an expert on what my father wasn't doing, what he needs to do. He doesn't appreciate my work. Blah, blah, blah. But then I realized my father was a reflection of me. I realized what I wanted my father to do was what I should be doing to my for my father. And once I caught that, the relationship shifted. And it's about relationship. It's about love. And when we approach life, because, you know, F. Ward said in the, and you're right, I totally agree with you, Marion. You said you've got to value you first and be honest. And then she also said we don't have to accept what people, you know, people's negativity. That happens, and it's true, we don't have to accept it. But, you know, we can say, it's not about me. Or we can even go as far as saying, is there something about that that's true? Because when you're open, then you can experience what you can get the benefit, you can get the blessing, you can get the lesson. But if you're saying, I'm not going to accept that, then there's resistance. And what you resist altogether, what you resist, what happens? Exactly. What you resist, persists. What you allow, what you open up to, it moves on. It just flows through you. Now, even though people will say mean things about us sometimes, and most of it may not be true, but you can even want to, if you really want to go deep, what is it about what I said, what I did that made them feel that way? What is going on about this person? How can I be the love? How can I be the light? And sometimes, you know, when people are judging you, when they're blaming you and criticizing you, they're really asking for love. Because in that moment, they were choosing fear, but they know there's a call for, they know they want love, so there's a call for love. And can you imagine somebody who's saying, you've ruined my life and you have done your work, and you can just listen and you can hold their hand and look them in the eye and say to them, I am sorry that who I am has caused you so much pain. I pray that you experience the healing that you desire. And just leave it as that. That will heal you and heal them. Okay, there are people saying, well, I don't put sorry behind I am. I'm not even worried about that right now. We're talking about grounded spirituality. If you don't do sorry, that doesn't work. I apologize. That something I said or what you said I did to you caused you so much pain. Forgive me. The question is, if you're not trying, well, the real deal, if you're not trying to be right, but you're seeking to be happy, then you can be a place of healing. You can be the place of healing, that space of consciousness, that healer that raises the vibration for the person in pain. We're all in this journey together, you know. We're all in this journey together. Ah, it's time for a celestial moment. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let me do this first before. Okay, great. I have people talking to me through Facebook and other ways, and I got to make sure I'm in alignment so that I can flow naturally and perfectly. What's going on in your mind? What choice are you afraid to make? What decision are you saying, I don't know, I'm afraid. What's the deal? Are you feeling stuck? I don't know what to do. There is an answer. There are many ways you can get to the answer. You can ask somebody. You can be still and let the answer bubble up for you. You can pray about it. You can pray until something happens. But there's an answer. And just because you don't know the answer, just because you can't think of the answer, just because you're around people that say, that ain't gonna work. Girl, you already know. Man, please. You know, that's just the way it is, bro. I'm sorry to tell you. No, there is an answer. So if you're doing something out of obligation, you may want to choose again. So whatever you're doing, if you feel you're obligated and you just don't know any other way, just decide to say, I'm choosing to do this. I'm choosing to do this. I don't like doing dishes. I'm choosing not to do the dishes today. My house is in a mess. My bedroom is in a mess. I'm choosing not to tidy it up rather than I know I should. You shoot on yourself and it's just not mess. It's not pretty. I'm choosing not to tidy up my room. Oh, I can't believe I'm late for work again. Oh, I've got to break this habit. I should meditate. You're choosing not to meditate. It's a choice. I can't believe I was yelling at that person. I can't believe that I was so negative. You're choosing to be negative. And the flip side is true. I'm choosing to be loving. I'm choosing to be positive. I'm choosing to be still and connect with Source. And right now, I am choosing to go to Celeste Morgan for Celestial Moment. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm choosing to forgive you for telling all my business. What's wrong with you today?
Well, you said, yeah, what can I say? That's how I roll.
Oh, man, I'm having so much fun listening to you. It's a gift to be able to work on a show and still be a listener at the same time. It's a gift, and I thank you. Thank you so much.
So which one of your business was I telling? You want to share your own business?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, good. We're not telling. Okay, we don't have to tell because we don't need to know.
Shoot.
Because it's your business.
Come on now. It's my business. But I wanted to say,
what? Before you do this, I just got to say, it's not my business. It's not my fault. It ain't my fault that you're wearing open toe shoes and sandals. If you don't want to step on your toes, put some hot, what's it called? Steel cap on or whatever they call those shoes. Because I'm here to step on toes and to
scoot. I'm tired of you.
Okay, I'm be quiet now. Go ahead, do your thing.
No, I want to also thank you for doing your Happy Father's Day shout out. That was really beautiful. I'd like to acknowledge my daddy, too, and all the daddies in the world. And you gave me a gift. You know, I always have a gift for the listeners. And one of the gifts that I've received on my birthday was to hear Happy Birthday from my father recorded on the air. And I'd only heard my father say Happy Birthday twice in my life. And to have my whole family be with me and to be able to say Happy Birthday, Daddy, that is great. Happy Birthday. Happy Father's Day, Daddy. But I am thinking about another father on the other side. And a day, this celestial moment is dedicated to him. Because this man played Pepe Le Pew in my head this morning, and I'm not kidding. And that would be Daddy Mike on the other side. I had no idea that that was one of his favorite cartoons. It is one of mine. But today's his birthday, and that's Tam Tam's daddy. So to all the daddies, thank you. And you're a great daddy, too, Aday, because you're
thank
daddy
you.
To many children as well.
Thank you.
Not biologically. But emotionally and spiritually, you teach us how to parent other people's children because we all belong to them. So thank you for that.
You're
now
okay,
I'll say hello to the family. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, June 14, 2012. Add the date and you get 2032. Add 2032 and the energy of the day equals 7. The number 7 is the number of perfection, security, safety, and rest. The 7th letter of the alphabet is G. Words like gratitude, grace, and guidance connect us to the divine power of 7. 7 is the chariot in tarot, which reminds us that victory is in our hands. The chariot is connected to the Cancer sign astrologically. The sign of Cancer is known for being great mothers. 7 also belongs to a goddess by the name of Yamaja. She is the mother of the waters because of her ability to give birth to the world's waters. They say that new springs would appear whenever she turns over in her sleep. Her healing powers are carried in those great waters. Now, 7 also is the skunk in medicine cards. I woke up to a vision of one of my favorite cartoon characters, dear delusional Pepe Le Pew, with an amazing self-esteem and no sense of smell. He didn't understand when folks and animals just ran away. That skunk had a vision, even if he didn't always get the girl. Well, Pepe has finally gotten his self-respect when we tap into Native American culture, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Yes, the skunk is all about reputation. It doesn't need to threaten your life. The skunk will threaten your senses. It knows how to attract or repel naturally. It doesn't have to bother anyone. It has a really cool, I dare you attitude, according to the writers of the medicine cards. I'm starting to think this little animal is fun, and we can have fun too, as we think about what is coming to us or what is running away. The most notorious feature of skunks is their anal scent glands, which they can use as defensive weapon. They don't even have to spray other skunks. Look, wolves, foxes, and badgers don't even mess with skunks. Its only real predator is the great horned owl. This owl has a poor to non-existent sense of smell. The key here is defensive. The skunk is really nonchalant. Learn how to make choices with all your senses. And don't forget your common sense, too. Make choices from the heart and what feels good to you. Be selfish, I say. Learn a trick or two from the skunk, whose reputation gives a heads up. But there is something else here, too. The skunk teaches to make your ego your amigo. Because if you don't, you know it just stinks. When you know your self-worth, you create an energy field that invites others who will come and play with you. All is well. And that's the story of seven told through the skunk of medicine cards. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You're just such a weaver of truth, a weaver of love, and you weave it all together. And thank you for tying the show and celestial moment together, reminding us to know when we what's that smell? Ooh. Sometimes we think it's coming from somewhere else. We're like,
hey, it could be us though a day.
Clean yourself off. Thank you for that healing medicine of the number 7, the energy of the day. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Life is good. It's getting better. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's see. Let's play some music. Let's just kind of... We're going to talk about abundance when we come back. Well, that's the plan now. But once I open my mouth, I don't know what's going to come out. But... it would be something, it would be abundance of truth. Because abundance is everywhere. It is who we are. The fact that we can listen to the show, he was going to take a break, but he keeps talking. He can't help himself. The fact that we can listen to the show and do the show and share numbers and connect and have messages to inspire us, that's abundance, no matter what you're dealing with right now. The fact that you can breathe in and breathe out, that you can walk, that you have a smartphone and not a dumb phone, that you can listen to a show on an archive, that you can download it and your computer can play MP3 files. Let's just keep it basic. The fact that you even know how to download a show, the fact that you know that a show is archived, that's abundance. So if you think there's nothing to be grateful for, stop and look around. If you're sitting on a chair, be grateful for the chair. If you've got a television, it's not a flat screen, it's just old school screen, it's okay, you can still see. Take a break before you say something else. let's tie it all together. There's truth in the madness. life is good, it's getting better, and we know that we are one with the one. We are one with the one consciousness. Connie Jackson, remind us. So that when we smell something, we can realize we're smelling our greatness.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free. Letting go of fear, opening my heart.
time.
I'll keep trusting, fearing
God's almighty way. No matter what is happening, there will be a brighter day. Cause I am traveling on to another place. I am traveling on. God is lifting me to a higher place. God is lifting me. God always sees the love in me, the love in me, that's the promised land. God always sees the love in me, the love in me, that's the promised land.
God always sees the love in me. It is the promised land. The promised land is the land of abundance. The land of milk and honey. And I'm not talking America. As a land, as a consciousness, as a place within you that transcends everything. It transcends materialism. Where everything that you need, that you desire, resides. God sees the love in you. God sees the good in you. And when we know, when we remember that God sees the best in us, the love in us, then we can fully be in abundance. We can have an abundant life. Now, we will have challenges. It is part of life. Earlier, I read, which wolf will you feed? You know, there are times when we are the negative ones. There are times when we're feeling very inferior. There are times when we're feeling superior. There are times when we are angry, when we're envious, when we're jealous. Well, sometimes we are the ones that's being greedy, not just the bankers. Sometimes the 99% are just being greedy, not just the 1%. But the minute we start to think we're not and they are, they're being greedy and we're not, you become them. You become those that you judge. But when you understand this human experience, it's the good, the bad, the ugly, I can't even talk about it right now. I'm too embarrassed, to talk about it. We are the joy. We are the peace. We are the love, the hope, the serenity, the humility, the kindness, empathy, generosity, compassion, faith. That's who we are. We are the dark, we are the light. What I call duality of oneness. The contrast helps you see something different. The pain that you know you seek, you want relief. You want to feel better. What you don't have lets you get clear about what you want. What is causing you so much pain reminds you to keep doing your spiritual work. And when you remember the truth, when you know that God always sees the truth in you, always sees the love in you, always sees your greatness, then you can know you're in the promised land. The promised land, Cynthia James. To find out more about Cynthia James, her website address is cynthiajames.net. cynthiajames.net. Check her out. She's an artist, a teacher, a healer, so many things. She's been on Last Conversations Radio several times. Check her out. Life sometimes is a mess. Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes life is challenging. Sometimes it's a struggle. Yes, life is an adventure. Life is a whatever you want to call it. All the things that we say on Facebook, on Twitter, on the quotes that we really love that we share. Life is all of that and more. But when we learn to be at peace with the darkness and the light, we're truly at peace. And when we haven't learned, when we're still having that internal conflict and struggle, then we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, like Hamio, back and forth and back. Okay, stop it.
Stop it.
But, you know, there was a post, something I shared 2 days ago or something, and it said something about we're all divine beings and something like that. We all love, see people through the eyes of love. You know, it is what it is, and everybody think what they want to think. I ain't tripping. There's no need for me to trip if I can trust. And a sister made a comment. Well, actually, the post was shared on somebody else's wall, but that's really relevant. Don't matter. But I digress. But a sister said, well, you got to know the devil is busy too. And all I can do is like, I get it. Because if you believe in the devil, if you believe in your ego will take you down or take you out, or the devil will do it. But here's the thing, how strong is your God? How strong is your God consciousness? How strong is your Christ consciousness? How rooted are you? Not even how strong. How rooted are you in what you call love? If you're rooted in love, if you're oozing love, I'm not talking emotions, and you realize that you're one with the one, and you want to tell me that darkness can take out the light, whichever way you want to take that. Darkness, no matter how dark it is never, ever strong enough to switch the light off, to take out the light. So we've got to do our own work. We've got to make the right choice. We've got to think before we type. We've got to think before we speak. We've got to listen. We've got to get a message and say, what is speaking to me? Now, I'm open for people to make any kind of comment and say, well, that doesn't always work. There was one post, it's something about a good man would treat a woman a certain kind of way, and somebody said, well, even a good, you know, we get intellectual about this stuff. It's fine, too. Because that's what we're doing now. We're having an intellectual conversation, because at the end of the day, you listen, I listen. If I listen to the show again, but I listen to some of it while it's coming through me. But when we listen to what we're hearing, it inspires us to do something, to be something, to take an action. And when we don't take the action, we get fearful. We get worried. We're stressed. We're frustrated because we caught a divine idea. The energy came through us, but we didn't move. So when we don't move, we're frustrated because we're backed up with energy. We're under pressure. We've got stress. There's all so much going on, stress, and we're frustrated because we have an energy that wants to be released. And how do you release it? By taking action, by making a choice, even if you don't know if it's a good choice or a bad choice, or if you think you're going to make a mistake, if you think it's going to go wrong. Well, if you make it from a place of trusting in God, saying, God, I know I'm not supposed to do this. God will take care. Just connecting with that higher consciousness. This is the only thing I know to do right now. That becomes the healing. When we say, oh, my God, I'm afraid to do this, and then we step out and live the purpose, live our passion, like, oh, this is the best time of my life. All is well. It's time to release the show, and I welcome all of you. I welcome all of you as I get ready to release the show. And I thank you for sharing this moment. Actually, before I do that, let me tell you things. You know this already, but just a reminder. How do you get to a place where you expand your consciousness so that you allow yourself to be more available to more options, more choices? Prayer, I said that already. Meditation, said that already. The act of self-love, I said that already. But I don't know if I said this. Forgiveness. If you make a choice and it was a wrong choice, forgive yourself. As a matter of fact, that's wrong. It just lets you know that's not the result that you need for what you say you want to accomplish. If you made a choice and you wish it's 5 years later and you're still regretting, forgive. Make a different choice now. You can, and you may be scared, you may be afraid, you may lose friends, but make your choice from a place of love, of compassion, and a place of trust. And for the love of God, get yourself a tribe, a community, people who can support you as you go through this. We're all going through it. It's like, you know, there comes a time when the snake must shed its own skin. But right now, it seems like the universe, the planets, and all the energy is peeling our skins up. It's like, I'm peeling up. Wait, it's too cold. Oh, the air is burning me. No, the universe is planet and everything, energy is peeling up the old skin. And we want to run.
No need to run. But if you want to run, you can run too. Some of us need to run. Some of us need to be still. You know? Some of us just run and run and run. Just sit down. Like Celeste would say, go sit down somewhere. Sit your hips down. And some of us are like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to be still till I figure out what to do. I know I've been sitting here for a whole year. Get up. Pick up your flipping bed and walk. Test God. Try God. Try yourself. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to yourself. Thank you for tuning into the show. Rebecca, it's nice to see you come in. And even if it's at the end of the show, there's never an end. It's a new beginning. And I know, Rebecca, you came in just enough to get what you need to get. So I'm grateful. It's always my intention. No matter how much you listen to the show, I want you, whoever you is, to get just what you need to get, even if it's just one word. I'll see you on Monday with Tara Sonora and the One. I'm declaring that One will be in the house to tell us about love, relationship, and abundance. Ricky Byers Beckwith, why don't you just sing us out? Blessed always. It's important to be love, because you are love. Be true to yourself. You got to do that no matter what. Even if it feels painful, be true to yourself. And then you can soothe the pain by allowing yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Ricky Byers Beckwith and the Agape Choir, agapelive.com, agapelive.com is their website. And this is Blessed Always. I'm out of here. Happy Father's Day to the mothers who happen to be the father too. See you Monday. Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.